Every Christian will say, Jesus is my shepherd. And that's good. Every Christian should say that. But that assertion still leaves one very important question unanswered, my brothers and sisters. The question is, which Jesus is the person talking about? Of all the Jesuses that are out there, of all the Jesuses that they could possibly be following in this life, which one are they actually following? Which Jesus is truly their personal shepherd? Now you might say to yourself, but Father, I thought there was only one Jesus, the one who called himself the good shepherd of the gospel text we just heard from the 10th chapter of the Gospel of John. But yes, that's true. There is only one Jesus who is, in fact, the good shepherd. There is, in other words, only one real Jesus. There are a lot of other Jesuses out there that people follow these days. False Jesuses, counterfeit Jesuses, and the sad reality is that many of them have a larger following than the real one does. I'll give you a few examples. First, we have what I would call the feel-good Jesus. The only thing this Jesus does is give people warm and fuzzy feelings on the inside. He doesn't challenge them, doesn't criticize them, doesn't ask them to change in any way. It's like a drug they take when they want to feel good about themselves and about the way they're currently living. This goes another way to describe this Jesus is that happy pill Jesus. And then we have the non-judgmental Jesus, who might be classified as the first cousin of the feel-good Jesus. This is the Jesus that the mainstream media actually accused our Holy Father Pope Francis of following after he made that statement, "Who am I to judge?" At the beginning of this pontificate in an interview. Of course, they took that statement completely out of context. The Holy Father was speaking specifically in that interview about priests who may experience same-sex attraction in their lives, but who are striving to be chaste. And in that context, he said, and here's the complete sentence, he said, if someone is gay and he searches for the Lord and has good will, who am I to judge? He was not condoning sin there. He was basically saying what the Catechism of the Catholic Church says, what Pope John Paul II and Benedict XVI and every other modern pope has said, that it's no sin to have same-sex attraction. Sin comes in certain activities which are associated with that attraction. Of course, the fact of the matter is heterosexual men and women can also commit serious sins of a sexual nature in their lives. That fact is often left out of the discussion, especially when the discussion takes place in the mainstream media. By the way, I should add that if most people in the mainstream media would approve of the Jesus that you are currently following as your shepherd, you can be sure you're following the wrong one. The real good shepherd didn't condemn people, but he did convict people of their sin. Often, as the scribes and Pharisees would certainly attest, our Lord judged their actions, and he convicted them of their sins lots of times. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites. Remember when he said that to them? And speaking of condemning other people, there are actually some Christians who follow a false Jesus who, sad to say, is most accurately described as the hateful Jesus. Did you ever hear of the Westboro Baptist Church of Topeka, Kansas? That church has made the news, national news, a number of times over the years because its members often picket public events, holding up signs and banners that say things like, "Thank God for dead soldiers," and "God hates gay people." Although the signs usually refer to gay people with a much more vulgar term, which I won't mention. Yet another false Jesus. And then there's what I would call the irrelevant Jesus. This is a Jesus who has nothing to say about current moral or social issues. He lives in a church building, comes out for an hour on a Sunday morning or a Saturday night to be with his people, and then he gets locked up and is silent for the rest of the week. This is the false Jesus who's followed by all those Catholic politicians who are fond of saying, "I am the Catholic, but..." There are a lot of them out there, as we know. It's also the Jesus who was followed by those people who criticized their bishops, their priests, their deacons for speaking from the pulpit about abortion or physician-assisted suicide or some other contemporary moral issue, and who thus accused them of being too, quote-unquote, political. Lest we forget, the good shepherd, the real good shepherd, talks about moral issues all the time. He even talked about the moral obligation to pay your taxes, which hopefully everyone here did as of the 15th of this month, unless, of course, you've had an extension. And finally, there's a very popular modern love Jesus who is shepherding lots and lots of people in the Western world right now. This is the false Jesus who teaches people to use other people for pleasure and that everything is acceptable as long as it happens between two consenting adults. I don't know whether or not Hugh Hefner ever claimed to be a Christian, but if he did make that claim when he was alive, I would say this is the false Jesus he followed. False Jesus who functioned as his personal shepherd. The real Jesus Christ, the real genuine good shepherd, is the one the church has preached and the true Catholics have followed for 2,000 years. Yes, it's true, he sometimes does make us feel warm and fuzzy on the inside, and that's always nice when it happens. But at other times, the real good shepherd makes us feel uncomfortable by challenging us to be better disciples. The real good shepherd won't condemn us in our earthly life, just as he didn't condemn the woman in John chapter 8 who was caught in adultery, but he will convict us of our sins, just like he convicted her of her sin. Remember, his parting words to that woman were, "Nor do I condemn you, you may go, but from now on, avoid this sin." Calls what she did a sin. The real good shepherd never hates anyone, soldiers, gays, or anyone else. The real good shepherd is always relevant. The real good shepherd teaches us about true love, not the modern Hugh Hefner version of it. And he expresses that love, the essence of that love, in today's gospel passage when he says, "I will lay down my life for my sheep." As he said later in John chapter 15, "Greater love no one has than to lay down his life for his friend." Let me close now by stating what should be obvious. It's very easy to follow one of those false Jesuses, one of those counterfeit good shepherds that I just spoke about in this homily. Very easy to do. It's very hard to follow the real one. But it's worth making the effort to do so. It's worth all of the effort. Because as St. Peter reminds us in today's first reading, only the real good shepherd can save us.